April 1st, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Kendra Tierney. It's Easter.
Now what?
Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy, Victor King, ever reigning. Victime Paschali lauds.
Happy Easter.
He is risen. But also, now what? In Lent, I have my list. I know we're going to do this, and this, and this, and not do that, or that, or that. It's not always fun, but I have found it to be very effective over the years, and a little more manageable from one year to the next. And to my point today, it all really defines the season as unmistakably L-E-N-T for my family and me. But now, I need to make Easter meaningful. I don't want Easter to be just a reprieve from Lent. So here are two strategies I use to maintain the Lenten progress I made on detachment from worldly pleasures while making the Easter season feel special and unique. First, I hold on to new good habits. Over the years, Lent has been the catalyst for me for a number of small but meaningful life changes. Some things that I've reluctantly added or taken away for Lent ended up as keepers. Today is the perfect day to assess. Hey, am I a better wife, mother, daughter, coworker, person, Catholic as a result of this change? If yes, then maybe I don't want to let up for Easter. Maybe I can use Easter to start experiencing my new habit as a gift rather than a sacrifice. But second, I use this season to celebrate licit pleasures. In my house, there are things we give up every year for Lent, mostly just to prove to ourselves that we can live without them. I'm looking at you, Dr. Pepper. Then we take them back up again with, hopefully, a better appreciation for the right use of them. We don't watch screens during Lent, so we'll usually choose a series to watch together over Easter for family time. Last year, we ate at home and meat-free for Lent. So over Easter week, we visited 7 different local food stands to enjoy adventurous, meaty dinners. Today is a perfect day to see if any of your Lenten disciplines can be turned into fun, new Easter traditions. He is risen, indeed.